When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're listening to Living Better in San Diego. I'm Vicki Pepper. Do Something Now is a San Diego-based nonprofit organization providing bicycles to the people and communities who need them, including healthcare workers in South Africa, allowing them to deliver medication to remote areas. On the line to tell us more is Dr. Harv Meskin, founder and president of Do Something Now. Thank you for joining me.
Good morning.
Tell us how and why you started Do Something Now.
Originally, I was reading a book called Giving, by ex-President Clinton. He described a program in there in which somebody was giving bicycles to an organization in third world countries. And I simply looked at that, being a cyclist and having enthusiasm for cycling. And I looked at my wife and said, we could do that. And of course, she just turned to me and said, we? Okay. I ended up doing that. And she's been on the board ever since, so I can't disparage her at all. The organization itself had the goal of helping people in underprivileged areas be able to access things like water, markets, schools, healthcare, just a whole variety of things and places that people are very creative when they don't have. So we gave them that opportunity, and this is the outgrowth of that program. So it's been very exciting and very successful. We've been around since 2008.
And what's the goal of this organization?
To help people help themselves. That old adage about giving people fish and teaching them how to fish. This is an opportunity for people to learn how to fish. Once they have the bicycles, then it's amazing how much people are able to do with this. Years ago, I saw one of those emails that goes around with a lot of pictures on it. And this one had bicycles, and I so wish I had saved it because it was before I thought to do this program. But it impressed me that people had everything from whole families on a bicycle to the bodies of an automobile on a bicycle, huge commercial tires. I mean, it's unbelievable what people are able to do given this tool. One of the examples of how a bicycle can influence a whole community is a movie called The Boy Who Harnessed the Wind. And in that, this kid figured out that his village was running out of water, and he figured out how to use a bicycle and make that into a windmill to pump water up into the village and save the whole town. This is the kind of thing that inspires us to do what we do. Give the people the opportunity, and they step up and they find all kinds of uses for what we take for granted. Just a simple bicycle.
And how many bicycles would you say you've donated so far?
Over the years, I would say there's probably around 300. We haven't tracked it all that well. Some of these bicycles we're able to gain through donations here in San Diego. And these are the ones that we give to local individuals, immigrants, and then also orphanages in Mexico. The bicycles that we source in South Africa come from a network that we've hooked into. Different NGOs bring in bicycles in parts, and they teach people how to assemble these bikes and how to maintain bicycles because there's very few skills in some of these communities. We source the bikes from them. Now, when I say that unemployment and lack of skills is pervasive, I'm thinking of one area in South Africa where we've donated bikes. It's about the population size of San Diego, say roughly 3 million people, 80% unemployment. So if you can envision that and understand that, hey, just learning how to get a bike and assemble one or maintain it or put a chain back on or change a tire is really something that nobody has that kind of skill. So gaining it through these different organizations and through some of the teaching that we do when we donate the bikes, it's just an amazing impact.
Do you also teach the recipients how to ride a bicycle?
Because when we make a donation, especially I'm thinking right now to orphanages and schools, the kids seem to get the idea of pretty well how to get on the bike, how to make it work. The only problem they seem to have is stopping. They really don't have a sense of exactly how to apply the brakes, which are reverse pedaling. These kids just immediately hop on the bikes and go for it. And it's kind of scary at times to watch the kids. But for them, this is just such a new, wonderful experience, particularly the orphans, because these orphans have nothing. I mean, when I say nothing, I mean nothing. We're talking about a T-shirt, shorts, and maybe flip-flops, although most of them are barefoot. So to get a bicycle just out of the blue like this is just an incredible experience for them. They're so overwhelmed. You would expect the Christmas morning kind of reaction for kids of getting a bike. No, they are so overwhelmed. Their faces are just straight. They just don't know what to make of this. So it's really quite an impactful situation. And teaching the kids how to maintain the bikes and how to ride them is just a whole lot of fun for us and a great experience for them.
Is there a specific example you can give us of how a bicycle has changed someone's life? And what impact does it have not only on these individuals, but also on their communities?
Okay, let's take that one at a time here. The best example that I've ever seen is actually on a video that we have of one of the first donations that we made to a school in South Africa. Now, just to give you a perspective here, these kids had grown up in a township where, again, there's very high unemployment, nobody has any money, people are really scrounging. And through this village comes every year on a route, the world's largest organized bicycle ride is called the Argus. And there's something like 35,000, 40,000 cyclists that participate in this event. And it goes through their township. Well, these kids are sitting there on the sidelines watching all 40,000 people go through in their shiny bikes and jerseys, very colorful. And it's a pretty exciting event. But for these kids, it always seemed out of reach. Once they got a bicycle, their school organized a team. And they got themselves jerseys. I'm not sure how they earned the money to do that, but they did. And they had their own little uniform, and they were able to ride in the Argus. One of the kids looked at the camera in the video and just said, "You changed my life." And to this day, that still brings a tear to my eye because it tells you how much of an impact it truly makes. Now, when we look at other donations that we've made, the schools, the graduation rates have gone up, the attendance rates have gone up, the GPAs have gone up. So a child who had to walk 4-5 kilometers to get to school and home again, some days they would go, it was raining, they didn't want to go, kids. But now they had a bicycle and it was a sense of pride, and they took those bicycles come rain or shine and attended school and graduated. And that's quite an experience. When we donated to healthcare workers, prior to getting a bike, they would have to walk a full day back and forth to somebody's home where they needed medications, whether it was an AIDS patient or any other kind of difficulty. They would have to go out one-on-one and walk there and walk back. Now, with a bicycle, they were able to see 4 people in that same time frame. So where before they were seeing only 1 patient a day, now they're seeing 4. It's something that we take for granted is so simple, but yet makes such a big impact. During COVID, the healthcare workers that we gave bikes to, prior to getting a bike, they would have to ride on public transportation to get to someone's apartment. Now with a bike, they weren't able to go independently and not have to be exposed, because especially in South Africa, they had terrible problems with COVID, very high death rate. And healthcare workers were putting themselves at risk by being on public transportation. Some other ways that we've worked, there was a program that we partnered with Coca-Cola, and they paid people to gather milk jugs, just a gallon jug. Then they would cut them, fill them with soil, and Coca-Cola would give them a seed. And that seed would turn into a seedling and eventually be able to be planted as a tree. Well, the people that we gave bicycles to were able to take those seedlings and bring them to market. so people could plant them on their own properties, and eventually that would become firewood. Now, these are very simple things that make a big impact. And that's what this is all about.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'm speaking with Dr. Harv Meskin, founder and president of Do Something Now, which provides bicycles to the people and communities who need them. Who are some of your other partners in this endeavor?
We've worked with different nonprofits throughout the country. We've worked with the Tour de France Foundation, as I mentioned, Coca-Cola. We work with a couple of different NGOs in South Africa. One is the Bicycle Empowerment Network. They call it BEN. And probably the largest one is called Quebeca. And it's Quebeca that actually brings the bicycles in from China. Well, it brings in the parts from China and then teaches people how to assemble and maintain. So this has been very good, recognizing that we're not reinventing the wheel. We're not doing this independently. And that we all depend on each other. I should mention also that the bicycles were designed by the World Bicycle Relief, which is a U.S. NGO, but is all over the world. And they also have centers in South America, Europe, and in Africa.
Tell us about the donations you've recently made to communities in South Africa and Baja.
The most recent ones are in Baja. And here we were able to work it out to being able to bring bicycles in through cooperation with some of the organizations in Baja. Sadly, it's not easy to bring bicycles in without having to pay a very large duty, even if you're donating them. So we were able to work out a cooperation with existing organizations there that are able to bring things in with a minimal amount of trouble and bring those bikes to, well, September, we donated to four different orphanages. The kids there, again, have very little, but one of the goals that we have in mind, especially for the older ones, is that they be able to take these bicycles and go into the community and find work. Because at 18, they basically age out. Now, some of the kids, or some of the orphanages, will allow the kids to stay if they're in university. And I have to say that they really do push going for higher education as being a major goal for these kids. As we well know, university isn't for everybody. So for a kid, say, in Valle de Guadalupe, which is the wine country, for them to be able to take a bike, go to a winery, say, hey, I'd like a job for after school or during Christmas or summer break, help you during harvest season, and learn the skills needed to work in a winery, is phenomenal. Otherwise, they're just able to, they're limited to as far as they can walk, which is a couple miles, say, from the orphanage. And they don't really, there isn't that much. You know, there's a few local businesses, but basically they're mom and pops and they don't make enough to employ anybody. So this gives them a greater opportunity for work.
What kind of donations do you accept?
We are accepting locally two types, basically. One is, of course, cash. And I'll have to say that of the money that we do receive, that money is reinvested into adding helmets, lights, locks, pumps, repair kits. These are all things that go along with the bicycles that we donate. The bicycles that we accept here in the States are ones that are in reasonably good condition. They're used bikes. We found that a lot of people who've purchased electric bikes have what I'll call an analog bike sitting in their garage gathering dust. We get a lot of those, and people have been extremely generous in supplying these bikes to us. In addition, most local bike shops have just been terrific. We've gotten a lot of support from Trek, especially Encinitas and the San Marcos stores. They get bikes apparently all of the time. And just call us up and say, hey, we've got four or five bikes here. You want them? We don't take everything. because some of them really aren't in good working order and it takes too much to repair. If we do need repairs on some of the bikes and it exceeds our skills, then REI has been terrific, as has Trek, in repairing the bikes, making them a priority so that we can get them out quickly, and really just charging us parts. So it's been really very supportive. In Africa, the bikes again come in parts, and we source them from mainly from Quebeca, which is a very large organization. And they will help us get the bikes to some of the parts of Africa that I don't... They're pretty far out there, some of them. I'm fond of saying that they're so remote that even God needs directions to find these places. Mm-hmm. And we've worked very closely with Sir Richard Branson and his foundation in that part of Africa as well. They underwrite schools, orphanages, women's training centers, a whole variety of charitable works that they include. And they've just been awesome to work with. They've facilitated probably 10 years worth of donations for us to help us get the bikes to the people who need them in the areas that they operate in.
How much of the cash donations actually go into bikes?
We have very, very low overhead. The bikes that we get that need reconditioning, again, as I mentioned, the cost is, you know, very minimal. We don't take bikes that take too much cash to recondition. However, our estimate is somewhere between 90 and 95% of the cash donations that we get go into bicycles. We do buy the bicycles in Africa. We buy them from Quebeca. And everything else is just voluntary. People donate their time. People donate their effort. And it's just been amazing the support that we've received.
How about safety equipment? Do you provide that?
Yes, we do. In fact, in South Africa, it's law that if you donate a bicycle, you have to give them a helmet with it. So we make sure that they have the helmets, both in Baja and in Africa. Along with that, they do get the repair kits. We teach them how to use them, pumps, reflective gear, and locks. So all of these things are included. We haven't been able to find companies that are willing to donate these things. So we do have to buy them, but we've been really good about sourcing them at a very low cost. And that's part of that 95% that goes into bicycles.
What would you say are the biggest needs for Do Something Now?
People. We need people to help us get the bicycles into Mexico. We need people to help us recondition the bicycles. We need people to help us with our fundraising efforts, online especially. It would be great if we had some people who are more conversant in social media so that we can get the word out and get other generations of people involved in our effort. We need help. The bicycles, thank goodness, we seem to be pretty good at getting. Fixing them, that's another story. And we do have some mechanics that are very helpful for us, but we don't want to keep going back to the same well also. So it's better if we could do these things ourselves. And we also need teachers, people who will go into the orphanages and teach the kids what to do and how to do it, because it is rough terrain. And the bicycles that we've given down there, they do get beat up. So they need to how to fix a flat. They need to know these things.
What's in the future for Do Something Now?
Fundraising is an ongoing effort. We will be participating in the Food and Wine Festival through the Rotary Club at Encinitas. There's a pickleball tournament coming up in the late spring, and we do have a fundraiser usually around November that we call Thanks for Giving, as well as participating in Giving Tuesday. These are efforts that we certainly need help with. Beyond that, we're not looking to build an empire. One of the philosophies behind what we do is not that we're going to be all-encompassing, but that we can do something. And if everybody does something, then we've created a great momentum. That's what we look for. We're not looking to be huge. We just want to continue doing what we do. That's our future.
I've been speaking with Dr. Harv Meskin, founder and president of Do Something Now, which provides bicycles to the people and communities who need them. How can we go about making a donation to Do Something Now, whether it be monetary or a bicycle?
The monetary donations can be made online at our website, and that website is do-something-now.org. I'll repeat that. It's do-something-now.org. And also on our website, you can find my email, and you can simply email me if you want to make a bicycle donation, and we'll make arrangements to either have you deliver it or we can pick it up. So there's a couple ways of getting in touch with us, and those are probably the two best, just through our website.
And anything else you think we should know?
I also didn't mention, through Jewish Family Services, we've also donated bicycles here in San Diego to refugees who've come in from Afghanistan, and this is part of their resettlement effort. The bicycles that we get that are street bikes, meaning that they have skinny tires and they're more lightweight, these are ones that are not suited to go down to Mexico. The roads are pretty rough, but they can handle the roads here. And the ones that have the skinny tires are the ones that we donate here locally. We're also looking to find some families in the military that kids could use bikes, and we're open to donating to them as well.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with us today, and thank you for making a difference not only in our community, but around the world.
It's our pleasure. This is what we do.